Radio Prague News.
A Czech news site has reported that the 41-year-old suspect in a rape and murder case of a 9-year-old has tried to hang himself in jail. A Czech deputy industry minister has hit out against the possibility of early retirement for some nuclear reactors, and the Czech national football team has started preparations for a crunch game against Spain. The Czech news site Novinky has reported that the 41-year-old suspect in the rape and murder of 9-year-old Anička in Prague last October attempted to hang himself in a Pankrac prison holding cell. According to the site, prison personnel were able to save the man in time and he was transported to hospital for treatment. The suspect is thought to have used either clothing or bedsheet in the suicide attempt. The man was last week charged with the murder and rape of the child after police discovered her body in the district of Troja, near where she disappeared in October. This led to extensive searches over the last 5 months by the police. Newspapers reported Monday that many Czech corner shops, newsagents and petrol stations have disconnected their Sportka lottery terminals amid fears that the parent company Sazka will go bankrupt. Terminal operators fear they will lose their 70,000 crown deposits if the National Lottery Company collapses. The newspaper Hospodarsky Noviny reported that tickets were almost impossible to buy in the capital. Sazka has faced insolvency proceedings since the start of January and has recently had trouble paying its lottery jackpot winners. The lottery company has itself applied for insolvency to be declared. It's burdened by repayments for the giant sports hall built in Prague for the 2004 World Ice Hockey Championships. Czech Industry and Trade Minister Tomáš Hůňa has attacked the possibility of early closure dates for nuclear plants as part of Europe-wide evaluations. Speaking at a meeting in Brussels on Monday, Mr. Hůňa said reactor age limits of 15 to 20 years would be a problem for the Czech Republic, but 30 to 40 years would not. He said some EU countries were pushing for age limits to form part of a new wave of safety tests in the wake of the scare at a Japanese plant following an earthquake and tsunami wave. National regulators are due to submit criteria for tests by the middle of the year. The Czech national football team began preparations on Monday for one of the biggest games of the year, the away match against Spain in the 2012 European Championships to be played on Friday. Striker Milan Baroš is in the team after a layoff due to injury. The Czechs are looking for some sort of result against the reigning world and European champions to keep alive their hopes of qualification. The team is currently in second place in its qualifying round with 6 points. If it can maintain that position, it's likely to be in the two-leg playoffs for a place in the finals. A win against Spain would, however, raise hopes of topping the group and automatic qualification. Staying with football, Ladislav Novák, who captained Czechoslovakia to the World Cup final in 1962, has passed away at the age of 79. The former left-back died on Monday morning, the Czech Republic National Football Association has confirmed. The cause of death was not given. Novák guided his team past Hungary and Yugoslavia in the knockout rounds of the 1962 tournament, which was hosted by Chile, before they were beaten 3-1 by Brazil in the final. Now turning for a brief look at the weather, the beginning of the week should see sunny conditions with daytime highs of up to 9 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston and that was the news.